Hey guys, KT, what's going on? So just wanted to come on here real quick and talk about one more topic for the week, and then I might have one Friday, other than my usual racing picks. So let's begin. The topic I wanted to talk about, this is kind of an important topic to remember here, is confidence versus quiet confidence. So self-confidence of being confident versus quiet confidence. And a lot of people get that very misconstrued. And I'll give you an example why. So self-confidence is the confidence within yourself to do something at any given time. Doesn't have to be high. Like, you can have self-confidence, it can be low, and still get the job done. I've seen it happen. You can have high self-confidence, get the job done, but then mess up things. And there's a whole different genre we'll have to discover one day on the show. But for time purposes, let's not go there. Versus quiet confidence, where you don't really say much. You don't talk about it much. You don't really do anything really beforehand. But you have that quiet nature about you saying, still got it. I still got it. You kind of get one of those feelings like, you know what? This looks hard. It's hard on paper. But I got it. You know, one of those feelings. And I have those feelings all the time. Where quiet confidence is it's just a beautiful thing, man. It really brings into perspective of new beginnings and new energy. I think that's what it is. The more quiet confidence you build up, the more you develop, the better your life will be. And I think for me, you know, there's certain things where I look at it like, let's get it done, laser mode, laser mode, laser mode. But you really don't get my confidence level. And there's some hard things where most people, they would just give up. Too hard. Not happening. Adios, amigo. For me, I'm saying, well, you know, it's hard. But I have that quiet confidence about me to say what's going to be done. Where some of the easy things, you know what? I either have too much confidence or no confidence at all because it looks easy on paper. And it always gets done, but was it my best work? Sometimes it's not my best work. So really, having that quiet confidence and judging, not really judging, but understanding the judgmentals you have to go through in that confidence procedures. I mean, the amount of judgmental things you go through a day is crazy. I mean, there are times where even I judge myself, like, man, could I put more work into that? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? Quiet confidence about me saying, nope, you did what you had to do. Maybe it's not your best work. It should never be your perfect. But as long as you did enough, you can always have something to improve on for the next time. And that's why I always go into any task, mission, statement, I don't know, journey, brand, work, I don't know, whatever the case may be, assignment, I just go into it and say, all right, let me have that quiet confidence about me, don't rub it in, and just do my job. Sometimes you don't even express quiet, because sometimes you do. I'll give you an example. You're about to go out to a football game, right? You're playing a football game. It's a flag football game. You guys are 15-0. But you just take it like a normal week. But you have this confidence about you. We don't see it, but we can tell the way you're answering questions in the media, the way you're conducting yourself. You have that quiet confidence of, you know what? Things are going to turn out well. And they usually do. Whereas sometimes you can express it, though. Sometimes you have that quiet confidence. You can just see it minute one. Like, you're smiling, things are happy. Sure, it's self-confidence, but you also have that quiet confidence. You can turn that self-confidence, that confident self-confidence, and then right away you can go quiet confidence in certain aspects. So they're interchangeable, which I like. I like interchangeable and adaptability because the more you adapt, the more you prosper in certain environments, the more you can develop quiet confidence. It's a mastery. I mean, it's something I'm not saying I'm the master at. I'm not saying any audience member is, but there are certain of individuals I've met, in my opinion, throughout my life, and there are certain people, heck, that I've seen online. And I'm not talking the big celebrities or you know, brand recognizable people. I'm talking about just common everyday people I've met in my life. And maybe you have these people where they just got that certain aura about them where they may not say the right things all the time. They may not be 24/7 all the time, but they have that quiet confidence and they get it done. And they keep trying and they keep being resilient. And before you know it, boom, there they are in your life giving you advice. Or boom, there they are in your life doing something incredible. And they had this developed quiet confidence about them, and they don't rub it in, which I think that's the key. You don't rub it in, and they're usually some of the most humble people in the world. So I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts on this? I think quiet confidence is important, but at the same time, as much as they're quietly confident, they've got good self-confidence. You don't have to have amazing, exceptional level of self-confidence. I don't have that, I'll be honest with you. Do I have exceptional level of self-confidence? No. Do I have high? No. Average, yeah. I still have average self-confidence. Now, sometimes I'll have high. But for me, that's not my strength. Self-confidence is not quiet confidence. I would say about average. Sometimes it's very, very high because I'm thinking, well, these are harder tasks. I got to have a little bit. Yeah, you can't just roll over. But most of the time, it's good to be average. It's great to be the average Joe and Jay, man. I mean, I prefer that because you can always improve on that. If you're trying to be a master at something, it's hard to really take constructive criticism. So I'm learning something new each day, but just figure I share my thoughts on quiet versus self-confidence.